Blog Talk Radio.
Our loving Father, we are grateful.
To fellowship and to sing, to praise you, to read scriptures, all these things, Lord, to give you glory. Now, Lord, as we read the health message and as we read Genesis, how you created man and you made herbs and the trees and the leaves for the healing of the nation. Lord, as we read all this, Lord, we ask you to bless us tonight on this prayer line. Bless us the power and our family, Lord, Father, as they are going through the bereavement. And Lord, I'm asking you to be with the family, especially the close children. So now, Lord, as we go into our prayer line to open up the line and to allow people to share, Lord, be with each and every one of us. We thank you in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Brothers and sisters, I'm going to say welcome to my brothers and sisters on this prayer line, to all those that's out of country and every state, everywhere. We just welcome you, and we ask that you, my brothers and sisters, press 1 to share and give your testimonies, what God has done for you. And I will read. Give me just a second. I put my glasses. Give me just a second. I got it. Amen, amen. And we're going to read. I'm going to ask my sisters, get Genesis chapter, Genesis chapter 2, chapter 1. I will read Genesis chapter 1. And I'm going to ask Sister Tamiko, I believe she's on, and you can read John chapter 3. Amen? Let me make sure you can hear me. Okay, I'm reading Genesis chapter 1, and I'm reading verse 29 and 27. And it says, and God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of trees yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. And verse 30, I have given every herb for meat, and it was so. We normally read the last part of verse 30. So I just want to thank you, brothers and sisters, as we read the word. Now we're going to ask Sister Tamiko to read John chapter.
Amen. Thank you so much. Amen, Sister Leona. Yes. Thank you for opening my line. Praise the Lord. God bless you all, beloved. Okay, I will be glad to read 3 John 1 through 4. Amen. Yes. The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Verse 2, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Verse 3, for I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. Verse 4, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
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 God want us to walk in truth. And Sister Tamiko, Sister Leola will read the last one. It's just us for right now, but God is good. Let us, we are together. We're going to praise God. And I'm going to read chapter 22. And I'm going to read 1 through 2. And he said, and he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb, in the midst of the street of it. And on either side of the river was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manners of fruit, and yield her fruit every month. And the leaves of the trees were for the healing of the nation. You know, we praise God for his promise and for what he's doing for us. And I just want to say, God is good all the time. And Sister Tamiko, we are here together on the prayer line. And I'm going to ask for you to sing a song. You can sing a song until our brothers and sisters join. Amen. Go ahead and sing your song.
Amen, sister. I just have to get my songbook.
Okay.
Amen. Just give me 1 minute, please. Thank you. Praise God.
I'm going to read the true knowledge of God. And it says, like our faith. When you're ready, Sister Tamiko, let me know. Let me know when you're ready to sing.
Amen.
You ready? Are you ready?
Oh, not yet, Sister. I almost have it, but the page turned on
me. I got it. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Like our Savior, we are in this world to do service for God. We are here to become like God in character and by a life of service to reveal Him to the world in order to be co-workers with God. Sister Tamiko, you didn't tell me you was ready.
Yes, ma'am, I'm ready now. I'm ready now. Great is thy faithfulness.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you, sister. I'm sorry about that.
That's okay.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not. Thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have need is thy hands of great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars and their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness. Mercy and love. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have need is thy hand has provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, to me, pardon for sin and peace that endureth, thy own dear presence to cheer and to guide, strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow, blessings all mine with 10,000 Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have need is thy hand has provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Amen. Praise the Lord, sister. Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you. Amen.
Amen, Sister Tamiko. I want to say great is thy faithfulness. Morning and noon, Sister Tamiko, you know that our Father, he wakes us up in the morning and he starts us on our way. The thing that we should know is to love him and to keep his word. And my sister, And I was sharing the word with a young man, and I gave him a book not long ago, telling him about how the world is shaping up to follow the beast. And listen, he was excited. He had never heard that before. And I give him that book, and I say, read this. And I said, you are equipping yourself for when things happen, when you see these things, when they begin to happen, you're going to have been ready. You're going to have been ready and understand what it is. So I just want to thank God for a blessing that we have, mm-hmm. and that may the Holy Spirit yeah. teach him and help him to understand everything that he will read. So that's our prayer. That's my request and prayer for this evening. And I pray that our sisters and brothers join us tonight, because they know Sister Power is out, and they may think that nobody's hosting, but Sister Power called me. She called me about a few minutes before 6. She was calling me before that time, but I was out. So I just praise God for his blessing. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, yes. And Sister Tamiko, I'm hoping that everything going well with your mother-in-law, because I know she was in the hospital. So I'm hoping that she's doing well, and we continue. She's doing well.
By God's grace, she came home yesterday, and she's doing better. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Well,
thank
God for that. God is good.
Yes.
God is good. Thank God for
that. God is so good and worthy to be praised. Praise the Lord. I'm so glad that she's back home. She's doing a little better, and I'm taking care of her like I'm her nurse, and I'm so grateful that I can help her, because the love in my heart from Jesus helps me to help those who are in need of help. Hallelujah. Amen and amen.
And God did that for a reason, Sister Tamika. We never know where our help and our strength going to come. God placed you right there because he knew your mother-in-law was going to need some help. And then God has provided that you be right there to help. Praising him, and I'm thanking him for what he has done. Because
so
you were there at the right time. So thank you, Father. So let us just thank him. Let us offer a prayer thanks to the Father. Heavenly Father, as Sister Tamiko and I are here, Lord, we are thanking you for what you have done. You have placed her in the right place for her mother-in-law. Yes. Her mother-in-law took sick, and she had to go have a surgery. And now, Father, the Lord done blessed her to come back home. And we
Hallelujah.
Just lift up to you, Father, that Sister Tamiko is there to take care of her, Lord. And, Lord, I'm asking that you help her and get her strength back. Lead and guide her, Father, because she needs her strength to be able to get up out of that bed and start walking again. And then she's going to be healing. She's going to even be healed of her everything, Lord, once she starts getting up to walk. So we thank you, Father, for strengthening her,
Lord,
already put it in place. She will be walking soon and very soon. So thank you so much for blessing. What's her name again, Sister Tamika? Always forget. Miss Florida. Thank you, Lord. Bless her. Keep her, Lord. While she's on her way to healing. Thank you so much. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. And be with Sister Tamika while she give her wisdom, give her knowledge and understanding. Jesus. So thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. God is working miracles.
So someone else done pressed one, Sister Tamiko, so we're going to open the line.
Okay.
And that looks like.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Thank you so
much. Love you. God bless you.
Yeah. So just listen, and we're going to open this next line. Amen. The line is open for 857-505. The line is open. You can give us your name and where you're calling from.
Hello, Sister Miola. Hello, everyone on the prayer line. My name is Brother Eli. I'm going from Boston, Massachusetts. I like to praise God because God is good. He's able. He's amazing God. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. Oh, Sister Miola, hallelujah. I want to praise God because God is able to do all things. He's amazing God. He's an awesome God. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Sister Miola, I have a prayer request, my dear sister. My prayer request is to lift up my mother in prayer. My mother needs a lot of prayer. Sister Miola and Sister Tamiko and Sister Power, please lift up individuals in prayer too. Don't forget to lift up Beethoven in prayer too, that you guys will come to Bakov, come to preach the word at Bakov. Sister Miola, I'm praying for that you and Sister Power, Sister Tamiko, everyone on the prayer line, come to Bakov, come to preach the word, come to sing praises unto the Lord at Bakov Human Services. And Sister Miola, I'm praying for Brother Shaq. Lift up Brother Shaq in prayer, Sister Miola, because Brother Shaq is on the prayer line. So please lift up Brother Shaq in prayer. His name is S-H-A-Q. And Sister Miola, I would like to thank Sister Tamiko for sharing her ministry for Brother Shaq, to make Brother Shaq and join the Azalei ministry, because Sister Miola, don't forget to tell Brother Shaq to push number one. If he have a prayer request, if he have a testimony, don't forget to tell him that to push number one. His name is Brother Shaq. So it's S-H-A-Q. I Sister Tariko, invite him for me, Sister Miola. I like to praise the Lord because God is good. He's amazing God. Hallelujah. And Sister Miola, I'm praying for Sister Shekiah. I'm lifting up Sister Shekiah in prayer. I'm lifting up Brother Deshaun. I'm lifting up Brother Deshaun in prayer. T-J-O-H-A. And Brother Deshaun, I'm lifting up individuals in prayer, Sister Miola. And Sister Miola, I want to sing a song too that Sister Tariko like a lot too. And I'm lifting up Sister Joanna too in prayer. There's another Joanna at Bakov too. There's two Joannas, Sister Miola. So lift up the two Joannas in prayer. Don't forget to lift them in the individuals. And Sister Miola, don't forget to pray for Brother Shaq because he's on the Avalai ministry. Let me sing a song, Sister Miola and Sister Power. Do not pass me by. Oh, Savior, do not pass me by. Savior, Sister Tariko and Sister Viola, sing it, everyone on the prayer line. Savior, hear my humble cry. Do not pass me by. Let us take it to the Lord in prayer, Sister Miola. Let us pray. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. God, Heavenly Father, Lord. We magnify your name, God, this moment, God. Oh, God, I want to give you thanks and praise because, God, you deserve the praise, Lord. How excellent is your name, God. Oh, God, we give you thanks. We give you praise, God, because God, you're awesome. God, you're worthy to be praised, God. How excellent is your name, Lord. God, at this moment, God, I want to lift up Sister Miola, God, who is posting the prayer line, God, and Sister Power, Lord. We ask the God to come bless them, God, in the mark, Lord. We ask the God to break every chain, God. We ask the God to break every chain for every single one of us, God. God, I want to thank you, God, for what you have done for all of us, Lord. God, I want to praise you. God, I want to magnify your name. God, I want to give you thanks and praise because, God, you deserve the praise, Lord. Bless Sister Miola, God, in a special way, Lord. Watch over Sister Miola, God, and her children, Lord. Bless her children. Bless her beloved husband, God. Watch her husband, God. Watch over her husband, Lord. God, I want to lift up Sister Tamiko, God, in Miami, Florida, Lord. We ask the God to strengthen Sister Tamiko, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We ask the God, we declare it, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We ask the God to come strengthen all of us, Lord. God, I want to give you thanks and praise because, God, you deserve the praise, Lord. How excellent is your name, God. God, we ask the God to come bless all of us, Lord. We want to give you thanks and praise, Lord. Bless Sister Tamiko, Lord. Watch over her, Lord. Watch over her beloved husband, God, Brother Tony, God. God, I want to thank you, God, for what you have done for Brother Tony, God. We want to lift up Sister Dorothy, Lord. We ask the God to cover Sister Dorothy, God, with your blood, Lord. God, you are able, God, to do all things, God. God, I want to give you thanks, God. Oh, God, I want to praise you, Lord. God, we want to magnify your name, God. Bless all of us, God. God, bless, God, bless Sister Barnaby, Lord. Watch over Sister Barnaby, Lord. God, we want to lift up Sister Paulette to you, Lord. We ask the God to come bless Sister Paulette, Lord. God, we want to lift up Sister Lynn to you, Lord. We ask the God to come bless her, God. We ask the God to watch over her, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we declare it, God. We ask the God to give her victory, Lord. God, we want to lift up Sister Brenda. We want to lift up Brother John, Lord. We want to lift up Brother Brian, Lord. God, we want to lift up Sister Stephanie to you, Lord. Bless Sister Stephanie, God. Watch over Sister Stephanie, Lord. God, we want to lift up Brother Shaq to you, Lord. God, we ask the God, allow Brother Shaq, God, to share his ministry, God, and the prayer line, God. Allow Brother Shaq, God, to share his testimony, God, to share his prayer request, Lord. Allow Brother Shaq, God, to push number one, Lord. Allow him to push number one, God. Allow Brother Shaq, God, to praise you, Lord, because God, you are good, God. God, we ask the God, allow Brother Shaq, God, to bring a testimony, God, on the prayer line, God, on the every line ministry, Lord. We ask the God to open his eyes, Lord. We ask the God to come bless Brother Shaq, God, in the markway, Lord. God, we ask the God to watch over Brother Shaq, Lord. Allow him to call Sister Tamiko, Lord. God, we ask the God, allow him to call Sister Tamiko, God, for prayer, God. We ask the God to come deliver him, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We declare, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We ask the God to come bless Sister Miola, Lord. Watch over Sister Miola, God. God, wants to lift up Sister Stephanie, God, who's going to bring a powerful message, God, under every life ministry, Lord. We ask the God to give Sister Stephanie wisdom, Lord. We ask the God to give Sister Stephanie, God, deliverance, Lord. We ask the God to watch over Sister Stephanie, Lord. We ask the God to cover Sister Stephanie, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We declare it, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Give Sister Stephanie deliverance, God. Break every chain, God, for Sister Stephanie tonight, Lord. Break every chain for Sister Carla, Lord. God, we ask the God to watch over Sister Carla, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We ask the God to come bless Sister Carla, Lord. Watch over Sister Carla, Lord. God, we want to thank you, God, for what you have done for Sister Carla, Lord. God, we want to lift up Sister Power to you, God, under every life ministry, Lord. Bless the power, Lord. Come bless individuals to you, God. Who's going to share your ministry, God? God, who's going to share a testimony, God? A song of praise, Lord. We ask the God to come bless Sister Barnaby, Lord. God, we ask the God to come bless Sister Lynn, God. Watch over Sister Lynn, God. God, we ask the God to come bless Sister Lynn, God. Come bless Sister Paulette, Lord. Watch over Sister Paulette, Lord. Watch over everyone, God. God, we want to thank you, God, for what you have done for all of us, God. God, bless Brother O'Neill, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We declare it, God. Give everyone victory, God. God, we want to lift Sister Tamiko's mother-in-law to you, Lord. Sister Florence, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We ask for God to give Sister Florence the victory, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We declare, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We declare it, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We ask for God to allow her to open her eyes, God. Allow her to praise you, Lord. Allow her to cry out to you, Lord, and say, holy, 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 Lord Almighty, come deliver me, God. God,
amen.
I'm asking you, God, to come deliver her, God. Deliver Sister Florence, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Deliver Sister Dorothy,
thank
Lord.
You,
deliver
thank
Sister Tamiko, God. Deliver everyone, God.
Amen.
Bless us, God. God, in the name of Jesus, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Brother Eli. Brother Eli, brothers and sisters, lift us all up, and I want to thank God for him because his heart is love. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Brother Eli, for your prayers, your song, and even thanking you for your testimony and your prayer requests. God is good all the time. So we got another caller we want to ask. We want to open his line. We're going to open 319-895. Your line is open, and you can tell us where you're calling from. Amen.
Blessing. Good night, Sister Leola. You know the voice already, so you know where I'm calling from.
Yep.
Blessing. Good night to you all. Present good night to you all. It's a privilege to be on the line. Actually, this phone was giving intense trouble, and I've not made a call on this phone since Monday. And I was just here doing some technical work on it and doing some stuff, and it started working. And this is the first call I'm making since Monday on this phone. So I want to thank God for that. I want to thank God for his grace and his mercy and his love towards his people. Truly, we are living in the cool. God is doing a great work for his people. I'm going to share a testimony about a book that I've been giving out, a book called The Optical Health, God's Design. From a Christian brother, they have a new life mission. They're there in Africa. So they have that ministry, and they speak. The 10 doctors, just the 10 doctors, spoke about nutrition, exercise, water, sunlight, temperance, air, rest, trust. Gratitude, and serving up. So then add two more to it. Gratitude and serving. They give you some mission of style, God's way of getting rid of these lifestyles. Give you some historical drinking and smoking, and it does to the body. You know, one of the many theories of juice and my. They talk about, oh, it's been synthetic now that many young people start smoking and getting out, doing a lot. Okay, so when you look at the book, at the back, it says, is life you live killing you? It shows the pill. It shows you the cigarette. It shows you people arguing that means stress, and it shows you the plate full of drinking there. I swear this man is just relaxing, just watching television. Shows you some more stuff. Injecting themselves. So, everyone I give this book, I go to grocery store, 12 books with me, 12 to 10 to 12 into the grocery store. Every time I give out, thank you for this book. If you look at the book, it's so catching. It shows you tape measure, shows you a dumbbell, can use the exercise to show you some approaches, and show you what. At the back, as I said, they're giving out, they got, as God created that I went. So I wanted more. So I sister the book, and she ordered stuff the book. She just things are 100 now. Giving out 70% of it so far. That's great, and I know it's on the reception that I give it to people. So this is what I need. So I thank God. Use this book to help people because it will point them to the source of life. I want to sing a song.
From O'Neill?
Yes.
Okay,
hello?
What's the name of that book? What's the name of that book?
The book is Optical Health, God Design.
Cool,
God
Health?
Design. I mean, Optical, yeah. Optical Health, God Design.
Oh, okay, okay.
The ministry is New Life Mission, 1986.org. So new mission 1986. So brother, sister, ministry. And when you call them up, these books, they give you the best cost to get the books. Try to be picking up.
Okay.
Get these books. So, as I said, you have the get in the book.
Okay.
In the verse book of creation is one of the things that we see happen. Smoking, shortening of the spine. Cigarette is the master. It's one. It's eyes red. Smoky lungs. It sends. Kills my soul. So this is a guy, you know, by Robert, written especially for NL in 1997. She had a tremendous struggle. She, with God, power. She saw this lady was writing about cigarettes as a flame. Don't. Yeah, I'm going to sing this song. It's from our hymn. In 448, I'm sure that she just and shall I see Jesus reign with him above, and shall hear the trumpet sound in that voice, and from flowing fire. Drink everlasting love, I will hear the trumpet sound in the dark. Oh, shout glory from the sky, when I hear the trumpet sound in the dark. The gospel of faith and open love, and you'll hear the trumpet sound in the morning, then he'll carry you above, and you'll hear the trumpet sound in the morning. Oh, shout glory, for I shall mount above the skies when I hear the trumpet sound in that morning. Hail, shall hear the chant, for the hosts of heaven sing, and shall hear the trumpet sound in that morning. Our tongues shall chant the glories of our immortal King, and shall hear the trumpet sound in that morning. Oh, shout for me, for I shall mount above the skies. When I hear the trumpet sound in that morning, oh, shout glory, for I shall mount above the skies. When I hear the trumpet sound in that morning, when I hear the trumpet sound in that morning.
Amen. Amen. And because I can hear you, but you said, when I hear the trumpet sound in the what?
In that morning.
In the morning. Okay.
In that morning.
Let me.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, Brother O'Neill. When we hear that trumpet sound, that's the sound that Christ coming back. That's right, right?
Amen.
And oh, but that Brother O'Neill. Lord, that we got to be ready. That you got to be ready. Ain't no talking about nothing else is done. Well, and actually, Allie, the Bible tells us that judgment has already begun. Lord have mercy. Yeah, judgment has already begun. I'm telling you. I was at the store and I was just sharing with this man. I give him that little yellow formula book. And he said, where are you from? He said, you from around here? I said, no, I'm not from around here. I said, I'm from Homer. No, he told me first he was from Homer. I said, you know, I'm from Homer also. He said, oh, really? It was just odd that he, you know, he's working here and my husband working in this area. And he said, oh, yeah. He said, I'm from Homer. I said, oh, praise God, I'm from Homer. And then anyway, it just sparked the conversation. I said, I really talked to you. He was so nice. The young man was so nice. A Caucasian gentleman. And I told him, I say, sir, I got a little gift. I want to give you this book. And I said, I'm gonna just give you a little bit of information. I say, have you ever read Daniel, the book of Daniel? And I said, the book of Daniel gives you some prophecies. And I say, it goes along with the revelation. And I say, when the beginning of this book is going to tell you the history, what's in this little book, it's going to teach you a lot of things that are going on in this world today. He said, ooh, I'm going to show read it. And I give him a little bit of history. And he said, oh, he said, no, I didn't know that. You know, Brother O'Neill, that so many people don't understand what's going on in this world today. And
amen.
I'm like, he did not know any of it. I said, I just started off. I said, do you know anything about Rome? I said, do you know Rome got seven hills, the seven mountains? I said, did you know that? He said, no. And I asked him, I said, well, go and study history. I said, because it's a lot of history, how these things going to shape up in America. I say, when we got on the subject, I say, do you know everything in the United States is the symbol of Rome, the White House? Everything here is the symbol of Rome. And he started thinking, he said, But the point of it is, I broke down the image. The image of what Nebuchadnezzar built. And I broke that from the head down to the feet. So I told him, I say, you got to go read your Bible. Read the Bible and read Daniel and Revelation. It's going to teach you a lot. So I just pray. We're going to pray for that guy that the Lord bless him to read. And I got to go take another lady some books. By God's grace, I can take it to her in the tomorrow or Saturday. But I want to give that lady those books. So, yeah, so let us keep. He gave me his name. All I remember now is Nathan. And he he got the book and he said he's going to read it. So let's just keep him in prayer and all the others that
That's
have
awesome.
The books in their hands. I know.
Yes, amen.
I know.
Also
yes,
what you
yes.
just mentioned, I was talking to some sisters, they told me that they went to this church on Sabbath and they were going door to door, knocking on door to door, and was trying to get some people to give them books and whatever, and nobody received a book. And it's about I think about 10 of them went out, and nobody accepted a book from them. So I told them,
wow.
In advance, when you're doing witnessing, you have to know the neighborhood where you're going. And anytime you give somebody anything about elk literature, they will pick it up from you, especially in New York. Telling, especially in New York, they will pick it up from you. But if you give them a religious book, sometimes they don't, you know? Sometimes
right.
they don't. But when you give them something else, you know, that can open up
they
their minds
that.
To more things, yeah, they
mm-hmm.
will take that.
Mm-hmm.
So. So I was telling them what I was doing. They were doing some picnic thing. They had a church picnic and they invited me. I told them I'm coming. Evangelism, just sitting down in games and all. That's not my life. I've been there before and I see people dying in their sin daily. When I'm just having fun. And when people are dying, we have to be more proactive,
exactly.
not reactive.
Exactly.
We say we have time. We have lockdown. We have lockdown. And nobody couldn't. Now is the ideal time for us to evangelize. We want to enjoy ourselves. Christ didn't go out and enjoy himself. He said, my need is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish the work. That's why it says in John 9, verse 4, I must work the work while it is day, for the night cometh and no man shall
right.
work. So many
Amen.
People don't understand there's a darkness. Darkness is coming upon this earth. And it's the things that Sister White told us, that the event shall be rapid one. It will be rapid
yes.
one. Testimony Volume 5. It will be rapid
and
one, the final event.
Yes.
And there's no time for the church to be engrossed in amusement and all excitement. And all this stuff, and people are out here dying to hear about
dying,
this.
Dying. And listen, and brother,
my sister told us, we're not cutting off. My sister told us they're in South America doing evangelism now, and over 140 people got in South America. 140 people went, and it's over that church too. So they did evangelism and they mixed the evangelism with the health message. So then 48 people got baptized there in South America. So,
wow,
we're not doing the method that Christ did in North America. We are doing my method because the gospel of health is the message that Christ presented to the people. So it's the holistic gospel Christ gave. He didn't give part of the gospel. But Christ, in his ministry, is to reclaim the cross, the physical, the men. That was Christ's ministry. He said, when they asked him, canst thou make me old? Christ wanted the physical health, not just the mental, spiritual. That's what the work is, to restore the image of God back in man. That is the purpose of the gospel.
And right, well, you know, my, I had someone I was talking to this morning, and she was just sharing with me that she preached the gospel, and the gospel is that we're supposed to all get along. I said, well, yes, that's why the Bible says we ought to keep His commandments. His commandments, He said, hang to. Of the two, he said, hang them all. And I told her that, yes, we're supposed to all get along and we're supposed to come together. So I called and I talked to someone, well, my nephew really, and I told him, I said, you know, God spared you just your testimony. God spared you because you know what? You were seriously ill, and it was he has a defibrillator in his heart, and they was working on it, and they didn't know what was going to happen. So they saw a little light, and they was able to, and now he's out the hospital. And I couldn't talk to him. I was trying to talk to him when he was in the hospital, but they wouldn't let me talk to him. So he's home now. And I asked him just Monday, I think. It was Monday. I said, nephew, I said, can I talk to you? I said, are you able to take religious talk, or you can stand me to talk to you about the Bible? Because I want to make sure his heart is able to take it, you know. I don't want him to get upset but he was very calm, and he listened. He said, yeah, he said, you can talk to me. So, and I told him, I said, your nephew, I said, this is what I want to talk to you about. I said that we're on the prayer line, but there's no one that pressed one, and we're going to pray after, because I don't think no one else coming. But anyway, I told him, I said, nephew, and brothers, this is a testimony. I said, well, your father called me, and he accepted the Sabbath. And I said, when he accepted the Sabbath, he was so excited, and he called me. He was happy about it. And he told me, he said, well, if nobody want to keep the Sabbath, I'll keep the Sabbath by myself. And I told him, I said, well, brother, I said, if you keep the Sabbath, I said, God is pleased. He's pleased. And I said, you know what? I'll come and I'll keep the Sabbath with you. I'm going to drive from Baton Rouge to Beaumont, and I'm going to keep the Sabbath with you sometime, and I'll support you. And when I told him that, about another two weeks had gone by, he said, well, sis, he said, nobody want to keep the Sabbath. And he said, so we're going to say what we've been doing. He said, because I've been in this for all my life. So nobody want to do it. So I said, but brother, I said, but God is able. God is able to do that for you if you just stay faithful to what he has called you to do. You accepted it. And you know, my brother died for COVID. And I'm really felt really bad. He died. He gave up the Sabbath before he died. So I was really sad that he passed and wasn't able to share the Sabbath with those neighbors, because I used to go to church with them about 25 years ago, I used to go to church with them. And, that's longer than that, huh? Yeah, it's a little bit longer than that. But anyway, I was going to church with them, and all their neighbors are pretty much Sunday worship. And they were holiness. These people probably was Baptist, different religious, you know. So I told her, I said, sister-in-law, I said, you have a nice church there. And I said, you can invite people. God done brought the Sabbath to you guys. And I said that you could invite people to the church, and the people could get familiar with the Sabbath. I said, and she said, I accept the Sabbath. She said, but the Sabbath is Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Every day is holy. I say, sister-in-law, God did not say that in Genesis chapter 2. He said after his work was finished, he said he blessed the Sabbath day. And what he did, he sanctified it. He set it apart. I say, out of all people, should know sanctification. I say, y'all are the ones that sanctified and holy. I said, y'all should know that. I said, because y'all do the Holy Ghost and whatever that is up in there. But anyway, but you got to have you got to have the evidence of speaking in tongues over and over. So you know what? They go in one ear and come out the other, because I'm told that when Christ was here on earth, you didn't hear Christ speaking no tongues. Christ didn't get no Holy Ghost. Christ was the Holy. He was the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost came upon him when he was baptized, and as the dove that set upon him. And Christ did not speak. And as the Holy Ghost fell upon the disciples, the God filled them with the Holy Spirit like that. When there was other devout people out there around, surrounding them, and they heard every one of them in their own tongue. So she's not accepting that. But my point is, I told her, I said, Sister-in-law, don't stop Isaac. Don't stop your son. I said, because your husband didn't. I told Isaac that your daddy did not preach the Sabbath. God is bringing it to you now. So you are almost 50 years old, and your mother want to be the pastor, but she got to set aside, and she got to let you be the pastor. But she want to say, no, she won't work side by side with her son. She won't be co-pastor. And I told her, I said, that is not right. And then we are talking about how men is coming up to her, asking her, are you a pastor? And some of them know her, and they know she's pastor. So they won't listen to her. I don't want to hear nothing you got to say. And when she told me, she said, they don't want, I said, well, Jean, just let your son be pastor. Don't you have nothing to do with it. You can be there guiding him in the church, making sure everything go well, but let him pastor. But she don't agree. So I just said, I told my nephew, I said, you know what? If God want to move her out the way, he will. I said, because, and he told her, he said, well, I'm going to have to do what I have to do. But he talked to his mother about it, and so she convinced him. So we just got to lift him up in prayer, because now that they know all what God, I told them what all God wants them to do. You know what? You just got to lift them up in prayer. We're going to lift them up in prayer, and God will take care of his business, because there's people in that area don't know nothing about the Sabbath, a lot of them. So we're going to lift them up, and God's going to work it out. And this is the work I told her. That is the gospel, Revelation chapter 14. 14, read that whole thing. 14, 1 through verses 7, 8, 9, up to 14. So that is the gospel, to give the world, God's commandments, and to preach his everlasting gospel. That is the gospel. So what she, I told her, I said, you don't understand. And I know she don't understand everything, but she understands something, because she's being rebellious. So let's just pray for her. And so we're going to go into prayer, because it's 7:20 right now. Brother O'Neill, we're going to, I'm going to offer a prayer. This number, we ain't worried about, I don't know who's going to speak, but we're just going to pray. Brother Eli prayed, and I'm going to ask Sister Tamika, and then you can pray. I'm going to offer a prayer. I'm not going to be long in prayer. I don't like praying too long on the prayer line, because it's public. So let us pray, and we're going to lift up the gentleman that I met in the grocery store, and we're going to lift up my sister-in-law and my nephew, and we're going to lift up Jarvis and sister, we're going to lift up Ashley, because we know they are struggling. And, you know, we all struggle with something. So let me begin the prayer. And then Brother, Sister Tamika and Brother O'Neill, if you don't mind, you can end it. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, once again we come to you, Father, pleading before the throne of grace, asking you, Father, to look in our heart. Cleanse us, Father, of our wickedness, our evilness. Lord, we ask that you put your spirit within us, and that we will be able to do your will. Father in heaven, I pray, and I lift up first my brothers and sisters on this prayer line, Father. I lift up Brother O'Neill to you, Father. Lord, blessing him. Lord, you know what he have need of, Father. Lord, Father, I'm asking you to touch him, asking you to be with him, Lord. Lord, your son been pleading and being faithful to you for all the years, Lord. He's been really pleading in the behalf, Lord, of his family, himself, Lord, and others. So, Lord, now I'm pleading for my son, Lord, that you help him, lead him, and guide him. Father, an unspoken request I won't speak out loud, but for me, unspoken request that I have for Brother O'Neill. I'm asking you, Lord, you know my heart. You know what I'm asking, Father, to please be with him and bless him. And, Lord, lead and guide him on his job also, and that he can become the man that you want him to be, Lord. He's not asking for wealth and all this good big houses and all these things. But, Father, you know what he have need of. So, Lord, lead and guide him. And, Lord, I know you love him, and he know you, and he loves you. So, Father, thank you so much for all the blessings that you have provided thus far. And now, Father, we lift up Sister Tamika to you, Father, and her family. Lord, we lifting up one another family to you, Father, and asking that you be with her. Her mother, Father, is in the hospital, so be with her mother. And we ask you to take care of her mother, Father, and even with her daughter, Ailsha, her son, and Father, her grandchildren, her husband, Lord. We ask him for prayers for each and every one. So, Father, we thank you so much and blessing her family and keeping them. And, Father, I forgot to lift up Brother O'Neill's family to you, Lord, because we know, Lord, Father, we've got to lift up families. We've got to pray for our children and asking you to bless them. Father, we lift up also Brother Eli and his family, his mother, Lord, Father. I'm asking you to continue to bless his mother and keep her, Lord, Father, as she raises, Brother, as she still taking care of her son, Brother Eli. Oh, Father, I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the prayer line. I'm grateful for my brothers and sisters. Bless Sister Power and her dear, her family, Father, as we pray for the bereaved of her family, Lord, as her family is grieving over a loved one, and that, Lord, we hate to lose loved ones, but, Lord, we know that everything must come to an end. So now, Lord, I'm asking that you be with the family. And Heavenly Father, we also ask you to take care of Brother Rick while he's working, while he's taking care of others. You take care of his house and his wife and all, Father. We also ask you to take care of Sister Carla, Lord, and her and all her blessings and what she stands in need of, Father. We also ask you to take care of families, Lord, and taking care of each and every one that needs you, her traveling mercy. Father, we also pray for my family, my husband, as he has been exhausted today, and as he, Lord, now give him a peace and a rest that passes all understanding. Father, I lift up my son Jarvis to you, Father. He and Ashley, I lift them up, Lord, to take away that taste of that drug out of their mouth and make them taste that thing and that they can turn away from it and, Father, and serve you and love you just as much as they love that drug. So thank you, Father. And I pray also, Father, for Sister Brenda, for my daughter, LaCole, and her daughter. And I also pray for my grandchildren, Lord, Father, blessing them and keeping them, Lord. And I'm asking you, Lord, Father, to train these children, to teach these children, not to be so hard-headed, but let these children know that God loves them and God wants them to be obedient, that they don't go through the trials and the turmoil that the world offers. So, but if they be obedient, God will help strengthen them. And now, Lord, Father, we also pray for Dre and his family. We pray for so many that's on this prayer line, Sister Stephanie, Lord, Father. I can't even remember all now, Sister Barnaby, all these, everyone, Sister Marvelyn, Lord, or everyone that come on the prayer line. We lift them up, Sister Hassanelli, and everybody. Oh, Sister Katie, Lord, Sister Katie and her boys. I lift up Sister Katie's son, Father, and that you continue to be with them. So thank you, Father, for all these blessings that we are praying. Bless this prayer line. Bless Brother Udy and Lord, and keep us all while we are seeking you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. And so we're going to ask Sister Tamiko next, because I don't think no one going to speak tonight, so we're just going to pray. So Sister Tamiko, I'm opening your line, and you can pray. Brother Eli prayed already. Oh, there go my. Hold on. My phone is. Hold on a second. I just got to renew it, and then it'll stop. Give me just a second. It's not. I'm hoping everyone can hear me. There it goes. Okay. Okay. I'm sorry. I see more on the prayer line, and I see that. Hold on. Let me open the line for, I see Sister Bonnie is on here. I don't know how long she's been on. Hold on just a second. Let me make sure she can hear me. Okay. Hold on, Brother Uni. I'm going to close your line. And Sister Bonnery has her name, have her hand up. Sister Bonnery, I'm hoping you can hear me.
Yes, I'm hearing you. Thank you for opening my line.
Did you hear me pray for you guys?
Yes, I hear you on the line a long time. Your brother O'Neill was talking from a longer time.
Oh, okay then. I didn't see any of your number on here. I had to refresh my computer. So, okay, you can go ahead. I'm so sorry. You can go ahead. Go ahead, Sister Bonnery. You can go ahead.
Take time to be holy. Speak off with the Lord. Spend much time in secret with Jesus alone. By looking to Jesus, like how Him we shall be, in friend and in conduct, His blessings to seek. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Lord, we come before you this evening, nothing in our hands we bring, O God, unworthy and holy, nothing good. But God, because of your grace and your mercy, we are not consumed, because your compassion fail not. It is due every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Lord, I thank you for this prayer line, dear God. Thank you for how you have been using Sister Neol and Sister Powell and Sister Stephanie and all those who, oh God, are the head of the line. I put them into your hand this evening, oh God. I'm asking you to send a special blessing upon them, oh God, and their family. Heavenly Father, we are unworthy, we are unholy, we are undone, we are nothing good, O God. But Lord, you know everything about us. What we should be doing, we are not doing, and what we should not, that's what we do. But O God, please, Jesus. O God, search us and know our hearts, try us and know our thoughts, O God. And Lord, if there be any wicked ways in us, lead us to the way that you know we should go. Wash us and cleanse us, mold us and fashion us into your likeness, O God. Make us into what you want us to be. Lord, be with every mother, every father, every child, all over the world in diverse places. Lord, you are everywhere at the same time. So many things are happening. So many things are going on. O God, only you know. Father, create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Cast us not away from your presence. Take not your Holy Spirit from us. All those who take part on this prayer line, O God, I put them into your hand this evening. You know their name, and you know where they are. Lord, I'm asking you to touch them in a special way. Anoint them, O God. Cleanse them. Purge them. Purify them, Jesus. Lord, help us to put away sin, because sin is evil and sin is a deadly poison. And because of sin, oh God, we are not worshiping you the way we're supposed to. But, oh God, I beg you this evening, dear Jesus, please, God, please, Jesus, have your way in our life and take full control of us. Anoint us, Jesus. Take away self, take away sin, take away unrighteousness. Purify us. Mold us and fashion us into your likeness. Oh God, I put Sister Powell into your hand, dear God. I don't know if she's still in Jamaica or she's home, but oh God, wherever she is this moment, I'm asking you to take full control of us. Anoint of her. Anoint her, Lord. And give her peace of mind. Be with our daughter Stephanie, who is in Jamaica with her. Lord, I don't know if they are back or they are still in Jamaica, but Lord, wherever they are, I put them into your hand tonight, God. I'm asking you to lead them and to guide them into the path of righteousness. Lord, take this whole world in charge. So many things are happening, so many places. God, only you know. But God, because we are your people, we just want to enter into your gate with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. Lord, help us to be thankful and bless your holy name, because you alone is worthy of all the honor, the glory, and the praise. So Lord Jesus, thank you for what you have been doing, what you're doing now, what you continue to do. And Heavenly Father, touch us, anoint us, purify us, and cleanse us.
Yes, send Father.
To tabernacle around about us. Wherever we go, Lord, go with us. Whatever we do, do it. Do. Lord, we want to be like you in mind, body, and spirit. But because of sin, oh God, we are unworthy. We are unholy. We are undone.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, please, God, give us another chance. Help
us
do it. Your eyes, oh God, and pleasing in your sight. Help us to love like how you love, Lord. Help us to forgive like how you forgive. Because if we don't love like how you love, oh God, we are not fit for your kingdom. And if we don't forgive like how you forgive us, we are not fit. So God, your coming is near, Jesus. Help us to be ready. Stay ready, waiting. Because God, only you. Continue to have your way tonight, Lord, and to let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you for everything you have been doing for me, what you're doing now, and what you continue to do. I give you all the honor, all the glory, the thanksgiving. In the blessed and holy name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. You done, Sister Barnaby?
Yes, yes.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Barnaby, for always lifting us up in prayer. I want to thank you personally for me and all others. Sister Barnaby is so needed because we never know what day or what's going to happen the next minute. A lot of people think they are so comfortable in their house, and things come right there to the home and happen. So I just thank God for every prayer that is prayed for each and every one of us. Truly a blessing. And brothers and sisters, I'm going to open the line for, give me just a second. Let me just open a line for Brother O'Neill. I don't know if Sister Stephanie, hold on, Sister Tamika. I don't know if Sister Stephanie have told Brother O'Neill to bring a little short message. Did you have to bring a message, Brother O'Neill? Brother O'Neill, you can hear me? Okay, he's not. Well, so Sister Tamika, I'm going to open your line and you can offer a word of prayer. Amen? Okay. Sister Tamika, you there?
Yes. Amen.
Okay,
praise
so
the Lord.
Never enough prayer. Okay, you can also lift Sister Katie up again. Sister Katie is all she needs prayers for her son and for her grandchildren.
Sister Katie?
And the mother. Yes, Sister Katie, lift her up in prayer. And you can just lift the prayer line up. Amen. You can pray, Sister Samiko.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
And we can all be in prayer with her.
Oh, yes. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above the heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this precious night, Lord. We come before you in your holy presence and your precious throne of grace, Lord. And we're asking, dear Lord, for your help and your mercy, Father God. We love you, Lord, tonight. We bless your great and holy name, Lord. We magnify your great and holy name, and we glorify your great and holy name. Lord, we thank you so much for being with each and every one of us tonight. We're so happy and grateful to be on this prayer line, the health message, which is the right arm of the gospel. What a beautiful thing, Father God, that you want your children to be healthy and happy. Thank you, Father God, for everything you have done for us. Lord, because without you, we wouldn't even be here. We could do absolutely nothing without you. Lord, as you are the vine and we are the branches, Lord, you are the potter and we are the clay. Heavenly Father, we lift up all of our precious, beloved brothers and sisters tonight. We lift up Sister Leola, who's hosting the prayer line, praying for her and her precious family, Lord. We ask that you bless, guide, and keep her safe and well at all times, Lord. We're praying for Brother Ray, dear Lord. We ask that you watch us going in and coming out, Father God. We're praying for Sister Nicole and Brother Jarvis. Lord, we're praying for her grandchildren, Shiloh and Jarvis Jr. Lord, we ask that you place them, dear Lord, in the precious palm of your holy hand. We ask that you cover them, Lord, from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. And your sacred holy blood, keep them safe and well at all times, Father God. We ask that you be their rock, their fortress, and their strong tower, Lord. Be their hiding place, Lord. Be their refuge. Father God, we so need you badly in these last days because the enemy is walking about like a roaring lion seeking to devour someone. But we know greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So continue to bless our family, Lord, and we will be sure to give you praise and honor and glory because you're so worthy to be praised. Lord, we lift up Brother O'Neill and his family, Father God. You know everything about him, Father. So, Father God, we ask that you be with him, strengthen him. Father God, cover him under the blood of Jesus, that no weapon that is formed against him shall prosper. We ask that you provide his every need according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus. Bless him abundantly, Lord, and be with him. Father God, we thank you for him, Father. And we ask that you continue to be with him as well. Heavenly Father, we lift up Sister Barnaby. We thank you so much for her faithfulness. She's always praying for each and every one of us and her beautiful songs. Dear Lord, thank you for Sister Barnaby. Continue to bless her and her precious family. Dear Lord, in Jamaica, be with her. Strengthen her. Dear Lord, walk with her along life now and ways, Father God. We ask that you continue to place a hedge of holy guardian angels round about her, Lord. Bless her in a marked way. Hide her in your precious arms of safety, Lord. We ask that you hide her behind the cross of Calvary and be with her and strengthen her at all times, Father. And we will be sure to give you praise and honor and glory for your precious daughter. Heavenly Father, we also lift up Brother Eli and his mom, Rose. We pray for each and every one of his friends at the DECO program, Lord. You know them all by name. He's praying for Brother Javel, that he will be changed. Father God, we must wait on your perfect timing. Your timing is perfect. So, Lord, whatever you have planned for Brother Javel, Lord, we will wait on you all the day because we love you. Lord, we thank you so much for what you're doing for Brother Eli. As he is a deacon in his church, continue to bless God and keep Brother Eli safe and well in Jesus' mighty name. Heavenly Father, we lift up Sister Powell. And, dear Lord, we ask that you continue to heal her as you are the great physician. You are the doctor, Jesus. You are able to do all things. Please heal her eyes, Heavenly Father. And she had a surgery, dear Lord, on her eyes. So we're asking that you be with her, strengthen her, Lord, because by your stripes we are healed. So we ask that you give her a special touch of supernatural healing, miracle in her body and in her eyes in Jesus' name. Lord, we're praying for all of her precious jewels in Jamaica. We're praying for Alex Nation. We are praying for the Williams family. We're praying for the Rosie Project. And, Lord, we just want to thank you for the wonderful project she did in Jamaica for the children, dear Lord, for going back to school, provided everything she needed, Lord. That is so like you. There's nothing that our God cannot do. You are able to do all things. So we thank you for, dear Lord, taking good care of your precious daughter and helping her in that time. Dear Lord, please continue to bless her family. Bless her children, Heavenly Father. Bless her grandchildren. Continue to walk with her along life's narrow ways, Father God. We ask that you give her triple portion of the Holy Spirit. We ask that you dispatch a hedge of holy guardian angels all about her. We ask that you place the blood of Jesus over her doorpost, over her windowpost, and over every area of her home, that no weapon that is formed against her shall prosper. Lord, we so need you in these last days, so we ask that you continue to be with her always, and we will be sure to give you praise and honor, dear Lord. We also are lifting up her daughter, Sister Stephanie, and we're praying for her children, KJ and Kaja. Lord, we're praying for supernatural healing over her body as well, and praying that you pour out a fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit around her and her door and her house to keep her protected from the enemy, and over her classroom, Heavenly Father, to keep the students safe and well and protected, dear Lord, that they will be listening to you, dear Lord, through the Holy Spirit. So we're asking, dear Lord, for a triple portion of the Holy Spirit around that classroom and around Sister Stephanie and her family. Father God, we love you and we trust in you. We know that you love us with an everlasting love, as it is written in your word. So, Father God, continue to bless your daughter and provide her every need according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful that we could be with you tonight, and we're lifting up your precious daughter, Sister Katie. Lord, we're praying for her family, her children, her mom. Dear Lord, we are asking to be with her, to strengthen her. Whatever she is going through, dear Lord, in these hard times, we ask that you be with her, Father God. Help her to get through every trial and tribulation, Father God. We ask that you be her rock and fortress and her strong tower, Lord Jesus. Be her hiding place. Help her, dear Lord, to get through any circumstance that she may be going through, Father God. We ask that you be with her and cover her under the precious blood of Jesus, Father God. We thank you for her, and we leave her in your precious holy hands in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we pray for Sister Carla and her precious family. Lord, we're lifting up Brother Rick and his family, his wife, his children, his grandchildren. Bless them abundantly, Father God. We're praying for Sister Brenda and Brother John and her children and her grandchildren. We ask for blessings to fall afresh upon each and every one of them, Lord. We're praying for, we're also praying for the rest of our family members, dear Lord, on this prayer line. I pray I didn't forget any names, dear Lord, but we ask that you continue to bless each and every one of us tonight. And we also pray for the Chat and Cheer prayer line, Brother Elroy and his wife, Sister Erica, praying for Sister Francine, Sister Wooten, Sister Colby, dear Lord. And we're praying also for Sister Naomi and her family. Continue to bless God and keep them safe and well. And Sister Clara, bless their family, dear Lord, and may they continue to come on the Chat and Chew prayer line, because we love them and we will be praying for each and every one of them. Heavenly Father, we're lifting up the children in the world today. Lord, please help our children, dear Lord. Help them, dear Lord. Open up their eyes so they can see what you need them to see, Lord. Open up their ears so they may hear your still small voice. Lord, we need you so badly in these last days. Please help us, Lord. Save our children. They so need you right now, desperately. Heavenly Father, in your word it is written that we should cast all of our burdens on the Lord, and he shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. Lord, you speak in your word, and it is written, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. So Lord, we're lifting up the nation tonight. We're lifting up the sick, the homeless, the poor, and the lame. We're lifting up the doctors, the lawyers, the teachers, the president. Dear Lord, we ask that you give them wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and discernment, Lord. Let the Holy Spirit always be their teacher and their guide. Help us all as we are your children, and we're crying out for your mercy. We need mercy upon each and every one of us. So, Lord, thank you so much for hearing and answering this prayer. We love you, Lord, and we trust in you, and we believe in you, Lord. And we thank you again for these precious prayers, dear Lord, for each and every one of us tonight. We're lifting them up. Dear Lord, be with us all. Father God, and we pray these prayers in the precious and matchless and mighty name King Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray always with praise and thanksgiving. Amen and amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And brothers and sisters, we're just going to thank the Lord for what he has done. We have faith. We have faith that there won't be any, let me see if Brother O'Neill want to bring us up some news. Just give me just a second, and it'll just be like 10 minutes. Uh-oh, my computer is spinning. Not good. Not good. It's spinning. Give me just a second, sisters. My hotspot is... Give me just a second. Let me take care of it so it... Let it connect. It may be back on now. Give me just a second. All right. Okay, I'm back on. All right. Thank you, sisters and brothers. Now, let me just open up Brother O'Neill's line right quick. Brother O'Neill? Brother O'Neill, are you there? Brother O'Neill? Okay. Well, sisters and brothers, I'm just gonna play a song for a few minutes, and when we play this song, we're gonna close out, and we're gonna close out on the prayer line. So let's play the song right quick. And when these songs play out, then we'll be done. Let me get to it right quick.
Hello? Hello?
Okay, but I was asking, hello? Did you have a 5 minutes? Do you have a 5 minutes update or 10 minutes update
Yes. My phone was muted and I was talking and didn't realize.
Your phone wasn't doing right. Okay, can you give us a 10 minute update? Because I was gonna just play something.
Yeah.
Give us a 10 minute update.
Yeah, I'll share. Yeah, I'll share some stuff, yeah.
And speak louder. Speak turn it up.
Okay, yeah.
Turn it up. Let me turn it up for you.
There's information about this man. It's information about this person. This doctor was shot still alive. 91-year-old Paul received the flu zone and D-top shots within 2 weeks of each other. He went from an healthy, active person to taking over 70 medication a day, but multiple doses and requiring assisted living arrangement. Paul's daughter Zen claims his level were 246 parts per billion of aluminum. Hear that? Above 25 is considered toxin. Yeah? How much inside of this man?
Yeah, that much aluminum.
246 parts. Yes, per billion of aluminum. You know what aluminum does to the body? It is
a toxin. It kills the blood. Toxin for the blood.
Okay. Damage the neuron. It damage the brain as well. The neurons of the brain. It says here.
I'm gonna have to check myself for that, Brother O'Neill. You know the doctors don't check us for that. Is that right, Brother O'Neill? The doctor doesn't check us to see if we have aluminum or what they call that, aluminum or lead. They don't check us for lead in our body.
Yeah, but this is the flu zone. This was the flu zone and the D-top shot that he got. This was the what? Flu zone and the D-top shot that he got. So he was healthy before we got them, right? before he was healthy, he went from a healthy, active person taking over 17 medications a day. You hear that? 17 medications a day with multiple diagnoses and requiring assistant living arrangement. So a doctor was shocked. A doctor was shocked that he was still alive after after taking all of that thing inside of his body. So the doctor was shocked because he was still alive taking all of it. You see what the system is not getting people well. It's getting people sick. Getting people more sicker and sicker. Here's a next news article here. It says August 8th, toxic sewage sludge used as fertilizer degraded soil. Property values and investor interest in municipal. The toxic substance in sewage sludge used by farms as fertilizer can degrade the quality of the soil and crops, threatening property values, the viability of agricultural lands, and the appeal of municipal bonds for investors, according to an article in the Environment Health News. This is from the Environment Health News. Two environmental hazards are emerging in tandem with the promise of disruption to the municipal financial markets. One of the global warming has received widespread attention. The other, toxic waste, less so. Sea levels rises due to the climate change present at existential threat to coastal towns and cities. You hear this climate change, what they said, right? But I want to remind people, I always remind people that the climate change ever since mentioned. Because guess what? We didn't have any rain. We didn't have any disasters. You understand? We didn't have any disasters. You understand? Actually, we didn't have any rain until the flood. You understand? So we only have dew. You understand? So since mentioned the climate change, Adam didn't saw a leaf fall before spring. You understand? So the climate did change. So it says toxic fertilizer. A local program, Agriculture Lands, are to go disposal site for sewage sludge, which is being produced in ever increasing volume and levels of toxicity contain all manner of industrial, hear that? Industrial and chemical, urban sewage solids and effluent. U.S. Environment and Protection Agency, EPA, that is EPA, the Environment Protection Agency, is the federal agency charged with protecting the public and the environment from adverse effects of exposure to sewage sludge. Turn to a list of, you know, the sewage sludge. You know what comes into the sewage? Like toxins from out of body, toxins like medications, all this stuff. All that's poured into a sewage. A lot of stuff. Sewage. But when all of that poured into a sewage, and it goes now in the fertilizer, we eat it as food, what it is causing? Toxicity in the body. So it says, its samples may vary widely in effect aside from the limited treatment protocols. EPA, that is the Environment Protection Agency, says, while labeling it as a pollutant, assume sewage sludge to be harmless until proven otherwise, and it's labeling by the EPA as a biosolid and is provided free of charge to farms to fertilize the effect. Hear that? Toxic substance. They say that this is a biosolid. And they're what? Giving farmers to what? Fertilize their crops. You see that? For agricultural communities, they offer a free fertilizer, difficult to use. For urban and industrial regions, the disposal of sewage sludge, agricultural land as fertilizer is a relative, convenient, cheap solution. However, recent alarming revelation of PER and PAL substance, or PFAS, sewage laws is calling into question the assumption of harmless biosolids. It says they are carcinogen. Listen to this carefully. They are carcinogens and endocrine disruptors, meaning that they alter the proper function of the hormones. You hear that? What they do? They alter the proper function of the hormones and are linked to kidney, testicular cancer, liver, and thyroid problems, reproductive problems, pregnancy-induced low birth rate, and increased risk of birth defects, among other health problems. This is what they're giving for free. This is the fertilizer that they are giving for free that comes from the sewage for free. And you see the it's a carcinogen and it's an endocrine disruptor. So meaning that it alters the proper function of the hormones and are linked to kidney disease, testicular cancer, liver, and thyroid problems. So with the word toxic in men, right? And affect the reproductive problems, pregnancy-induced high blood pressure, low birth weight, and increased risk of birth defects among other health problems. They are commonly found in wide variety of products such as water-resistant fibers, non-stick cookware, and personal care products that are really disposed of in the sewage system. So they're naming some of the stuff that is disposed to the sewage system. So those are some of the stuff that is disposed in the sewage system. So numerous farming communities have expressed similar concern about the use of sewage slug as fertilizer, have met with stiff resistance from the chemical industry. So we know that also chemicals into the sewage. The sewage sludge, all in the industry and farms who remain unconvinced of the sewage sludge impact to municipal bonds. So it says here, the responsibility of the community governing board in matters of finance may require those bodies to consider more closely the practical, financial, and legal concerns of failing to exercise due diligence and public disclosure in matters concerned land disposal of sewage sludge on agricultural land. So we see some of the things that they want to implement into the union. And it's nothing, something that is very harmful. When I read a quote from the Peter and Prophet chapter 7, it was speaking about the flood. Peter and Prophet chapter 7. Paragraph 2 says, human race yet remain much of its early vigor, but a few generations had passed since Adam had access to the tree which was to prolong life. Man's existence was still measured by centuries. Long-lived people with their rare powers to plan and execute, devote themselves to the service of God, they would have made their creator name a praise in the earth. It says, I'm reading over that again. So the human race, early vigor, but a few generations had passed since Adam had access to the tree, which was to prolong life, that meaning the tree of life, right? And man's existence was still measured by centuries. At that, long-lived people, with their rare powers to plan and execute, devote themselves to the service of God, they would have made their creator name a praise in their. So if these antediluvian was devote themselves to God, as many in our time devote themselves to God, then it would be a praise in their and would have answered the purpose for which he gave them life. So they were so that God has gave us life. He has gave us life for us to glorify him. That's why God has given us life, to glorify him with our entire being. That is what it says. You can get that from 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 to 20 there. Praising the earth and would have answered the purpose. So it says there were many giants, men of great stature. So the word giant, they mean men of great stature. You don't mean like NOR, like the movies predict. They are giants, meaning that they are not human. In other words, that's what most of these movies use the word giants are. There were many giants, men of great stature. So the spirit of prophecy said that it was men of great stature and strength, renowned for wisdom, skillful in devising the most and wonderful. But their guilt in giving loose rein to iniquity, which is happening in our time, loose rein to iniquity, was in poor proportion to their skill and mental ability. So they would letting loose. That's what is happening now in some loose reins, meaning that men just doing what is pleasing in his sight. They don't care. They don't care. So as Isaiah said, they call him good evil and evil good. So that was what every man was doing, to what he chose. He didn't care what he wanted. He just wanted to just do his own thing. So, leave a scripture with us as I close here. In Isaiah chapter, which is a set of people that says, is proclaiming to all they wanna do. So it's in Isaiah chapter 4 says, and in that day seven women shall take of one man. Seven women here in the Bible represent a church. We will eat our own bread and we wear our own apparel. Only let us be called by thy name. Take away our reproach. So there are people who just want to be called Christians, in other words. But in life, they are not. You know? So so it says, we just want to be Christians. We just want to eat all we want to eat. We just want to live what we live. And we are Christians. So as we've seen the antediluvian, they were just want to just be creation of God. They don't want to glorify God. So we see the same thing. So many just want to just do what they want to do and just live out it. And they don't want to glorify God. Don't want half of us. We want the whole being, the mental. We want the spiritual, and we want the man. So that's what God wants from His people in these last days of Earth history. God wants us to do His will. It's something that the people have to purpose in our own. We will do what God requires. What God requires is more better than anything this world can offer to us. So as I leave this with us, I pray that we will follow the word of God. This is all God. Romans chapter 10 verse 17 says they come by hearing and hearing by the word. So but it's the answer, not what man say. Man can do that. That's all filled that coming out of the sewage, and you're gonna put that into the soil for people to eat as food. They have to put sickness people based on this consumption. So it's truly that God is telling his people history. To go on, went to the garden. We're not out of the city fully yet, you know, and then we can cut our kalalu or amaranth. In other words, people call it amaranth. We can cut our kalalu, and I've been cutting kalalu from the summer start, giving it out to people. We go and pick our cherry tomato. Even now the tree is full of tomato right now, and I'm just giving it out to people. so we can consume all of it. And we can pick our parsley in there. We can use the amaranth seed, can put in our smoothies, put this parsley in our smoothie, or put it in our vegetable. There's so much out there that God has put in nature. That's, next week I will give you some information about the cactus plant. Can that plant, can consume the cactus plant past 2 weeks every day in my diet. And so rich, it helps with so much inflammatory problems like diabetes, high blood pressure and stuff. And it's something that we can consume. So we don't have to, because we don't know when you go into the store, shopping, where those people are coming from. We don't know. We don't know where they're coming. But I can suggest to us, as Adventists come that I've been purchasing from, that is based in Oregon. They make all their food non-GMO. Get all grains, they do their grains, they do their nuts. I order some kamut from them. And I paid like $19, 5 pounds from them, and then some more. All of their stuff is GMO. One of their farmers done in 2020. One of their farmers and their business that they are doing, trying to provide nutritious food for people. So on their box it says all natural, organic, afforded, farm direct, non-GMO, earth friendly. And then it says Zura, standard of healthy and abundant living. The stuff that you get from them is stuff. So if you can find places, especially Adventist people are doing the stuff and get it from them. Stuff. But we go into the local store, we don't know what we're picking up. I tell people all the time, if no seed is in, having it. It's everything that God created is supposed to produce. Everything that God created is, meaning that it's supposed to give back. Find that in this chapter of Desire of Ages. We have find that in the first chapter speak about everybody took to give. Only Lucifer did not continue giving. He wanted to take things for himself. So the prophet came for his unit in shell King Lucifer. He wasn't God seeking anymore. King. All of this information that we get, I pray that it will help us and us continue to press on Jesus. Let us we close.
Most kind of loving eternal Father, truly what a friend we have in Jesus. Not just all our sins and grief to bear, but also to reclaim humanity from his fallen state and to reproduce the character of God back in man, and also man to vindicate the character of God. So it's a twofold union, man and God connected. God putting his righteousness in us, and we show forth his praise to others. So give us a fall of sins, Lord, and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We thank you for the many prayers, O Lord. Thank you for the many testimonies. Thank you for the many songs. We thank you for all those who have shared from night, Lord. We thank you for the prayer of God that Eli, but we'll see him in this life one day soon, O Lord. The young man that is committed to your cause, Lord, I pray that you will cover him under your blood, O God. I pray, Lord, that you be with him, Lord. Strengthen him, Lord. Let him be a praise in his community, Lord, that others will see Christ in him, Lord. Anoint him, Lord, from the sole of his feet to the crown of his head, Lord. Let him continue, Lord, proclaim Jesus. Because that's all we can do, Lord. Because you said in your words that this gospel of the kingdom in Matthew 24:14 shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Father, you have given us this great commission in Matthew 20:18-20, Lord, that we shall go. Help us, O Lord, to hold that, Lord. You are our commanding chief, Lord, and you have set the instruction for us as a people. But Father, help us, Lord, before we go, Lord, let us in life, in word, in deed, and in action, Lord, to live that life so that others can see you in us, Lord, and come to know you, which is life forever. Father, we pray for your people, Lord. That's so undone, oh Lord. Father, we are just procrastinating, Lord. We are just waiting, Lord. Dear Lord, we are so reactive, Lord. Help us, O Lord, to redeem the time because the days are evil, Lord. Men and women are dying, Lord, in crisis, please, Lord. If we can say something to help somebody to know you, Lord, let us not be silent, especially in that time, Lord. But you said, Lord, only through inspiration, Lord, in a crisis, character is revealed, Lord. And Father, we know that the next crisis is coming soon again, Lord. COVID was the just real, so what is still about to come, Lord? We see how miserably your people fail, Lord. Now, time to lift up the gospel of health message, Lord, to the world, Lord. And Father, we are still reluctant to lift up the right arm of the gospel, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you wake up men and women near and far, Lord, to give the trumpet a certain sound, especially in a time like this. We thank you for the prayer, Sister Barnaby, Lord. A great prayer appealing to your people, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you will touch even those in the Great Conference, Lord, all over leaders of our churches, Lord. They will be more purposeful, Lord, to do your biddings, Lord. Father, Lord, we know, Lord, what it profiteth a man to gain this world and to lose his soul. Father, we see what happened, Lord, to Judas Iscariot, Lord. He sold out for 30 pieces of silver. And then after he takes his own life. Father, we see that, Lord, that these are the things. We see Balak induce Balaam, Lord, to curse the children of Israel. And we see what he did, Lord. So, Father, we know, Lord, that if, Lord, we do not hold unto your unchanging hands, Lord, we shall fall seemingly like Judas Iscariot, Lord, like Balaam, Lord. Father, help us all, Lord, to be faithful, Lord, to be true, Lord. To know that we are not just created, the Lord, to live unto ourselves, Lord. We are created to live unto God and to serve also. Pray for all the evangelistic series going on, Lord. Pray for all the series that are going on and the LCs that are coming up, Lord. Father, I pray, Lord, that we be a blessing to others, O Lord. Father, I pray for each and everyone on the line, everyone listening from near or far. You know our needs are. Lord, so we pray that you supply our needs according to your riches and glory, Lord. That our gracious need, O Lord, is the baptism of your Holy Spirit, Lord. As you have said to Nicodemus in John 3, Lord, except a man be born again, he shall not inherit the kingdom of heaven. Father, we want to live born again experience, Lord. Father, help us, O Lord, to wait to be saved, Lord, but to live as saved people, O Lord. Help us, Lord, to redeem the time, Lord, of your own way, Lord. Bless each and every one of us, Lord. Father, we pray, Lord, that for the ministry, all the ministries, Lord, and the work that your people in doing this last day, Lord, because we know in due season we shall reap our reward. Thank you, Lord, for what you have done, what you are doing. In Jesus' name we pray, thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Brother O'Neill, especially the prayer, the information you've given us, some updates. We are grateful to your all information that you bring to this prayer line. So we want to say good night, brothers and sisters, and we hope that all that information was helpful to you. And if you have any question, we can get in touch with Brother O'Neill. If you have any questions about anything or you can ask me, I'll get in touch with him and just let us know. So we thank you once again, and may God bless you. Thank our brothers and sisters from out of the country and everywhere else. God bless and have a peaceful and a restful night. Amen. And I'll play this song. Okay. Oh, brothers and sisters, I tell you, my computer, the song, I think it's playing. I don't know if you can hear it. Well, I'm just saying good night. I don't know if you can hear this song, but I can hear it. Let's see. Let me see if I can play another song. Okay, I can hear that song.
Amen.